Welcome to the Taboo Podcast, hosted by me, Lexi D'Angelo, industry rule breaker, seven-figure moneymaker, and founder and head witch of the Taboo Institute. WTF is the taboo, you ask? It's the vortex of transformation that is experienced when people claim the magic of the taboo, woo, and Y-O-U. It's a way of being that invites you to question the status quo and dismantle the outdated hierarchical paradigms and structures that have been sucking your soul, and instead follow the signs of your turn on and true knowing to create fulfilling and sustainable success your way, aka without ever sacrificing your purpose, passions, and priorities in the process. After all, I'm a firm believer that true transformation happens when you're able to unapologetically claim and express your fullest, most multidimensional self. It's time to ditch the norm, embrace the provocative, and reach next levels of impact and income by invoking the taboo. Hello, pod pumpkins. Vicky told me she liked how I said hi, pod peeps, on the last one. So I was like, okay, I'm going to use a new term of endearment for each episode to, you know, mix it up. So today you are all beautiful pumpkins, and I am so grateful to be hanging out with you in your earbuds. We've got something exciting to talk about, like super, super exciting. And it's a huge announcement because this is something that we've been talking about behind the scenes for a really long time, and we are now bringing it into reality. Drum roll. Does anyone want to share what it is?
I want to, but I don't know how to articulate it. I'm just like, I think I'm going to start from the beginning. We've had so many, like, countless requests from Taboo community in regards to how can I be inside of the certification program and in a way kind of dip my toes and just start with the basics first, because I'm not sure about the full-on, like, 12-month commitment as much as it sounds incredible. What if I only need this little bit? Or what if I only feel capable of taking on this little part? So it's the little part that we have packaged up. What is that little part? Da-da-da-da. They're all laughing at me.
The little part is still a beautiful part. I'm like, I feel like it's sexual. It's not the size, it's how you use it. And how you use this is going to be powerful, but essentially, to not beat around the bush any further, it is level one and level two of our certification, but we've also given it a little bit of a revamp, and it's called the Transformational Arts Practitioner Certification. So first of all, it feels really good and really exciting and aligned, because previously we had been calling the certification, just the certification or the multimodality certification, or even like the life and success coach certification. And that's just like not what this is at all. Our practitioners are beyond a life coach, beyond a success coach. And it really is about mastering what we call the transformational arts. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. So inside of the Transformational Arts Practitioner Certification, you can go on two paths now. So instead of, like Vicky was saying, that full on 12-month experience, which, I mean, disclaimer, that's the real journey. And that really is where the full on magic and mastery happens. And yet we totally honor and understand that maybe you're not quite ready for that full-on experience. And so that's why we have level one as well. And so level one is what was formerly known as the Taboo Core Method, or trimester one, or part one of the experience. So essentially, it's the first 4 months of that longer 12-month certification experience. And inside of this trimester, so it's the first trimester of the larger three trimester certification, there's a big focus on really the practitioner fundamentals that you need to be a masterful practitioner and a prosperous practitioner. And so that's what the courses inside of level one are all about in a nutshell.
And I have to laugh just a little bit right now, because I remember back in 2020 when people were asking, can I just take EFT by itself? Can I just take NLP by itself? And now that we have that, people who are just taking those one-offs are like, can we just take core? Because previously, what we had called the core method courses, so that first trimester, is exclusive to the larger certification. It wasn't that, you know, we weren't offering those first core courses to anybody else. Like, they weren't single modality certification courses. So it's just funny little full circle that's happened. And I think it's because people understand, oh wow, yeah, like the modalities are powerful. They're amazing. But if I don't have the foundations to be able to facilitate an actual session with this modality, what do I do with it? So yeah.
Level one foundations. I want to express so bigly right now. That's a new word. Bigly, so big, hard out, all the things right now. How much core method is not just a beginner level, like starting point. It's intermediate, and I would go as far as to say advanced practitioner essentials inside of the core method courses. So you can be a beginner coach and already set yourself up for a practice and an embodied knowing that sets you up into mastery. And if you already perceive yourself and know yourself to be an experienced and masterful coach practitioner, we are pretty damn sure that there is going to be some advanced level magic inside of here that is going to help you take your mastery to even the next level.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the reason why we decided to do this, is because we were realizing, like, this really isn't just the basics. This is such a comprehensive experience in itself. And within just that first trimester, within the core method, our students are getting and experiencing such profound results, and also able to facilitate incredible results with their clients too. So while the additional 8 months in level two really just goes into like the next level mastery and really helps you create this multidimensional coaching toolkit to use, we can't ignore the fact that what happens in that first bit is truly transformational. And if you just have that alone, you are light years ahead of, you know, other coaches and practitioners in the industry. Because like Vicky was saying, it really isn't just coaching basics. Yes, we have the basics, because of course a master masters the basics, but we move on very quickly from those basics and really go even deeper. And so yeah, we were just realizing that even if people have taken certifications previously, like life coaching certifications, success coaching certifications, or one-off modality certifications, what we were seeing time and time again was that whether people were a beginner, whether they were intermediate, whether they were advanced, they were getting so much from the core method experience itself that it was like, okay, well, duh, this should absolutely be an offering. So I love too, Joe, how you mentioned people were so excited about getting access to these one-off modalities. And those are great if you also just, if you have a deep curiosity in those specific modalities, for sure, you could probably connect some of the dots. And maybe if you've had a lot of coach training previously, like it's really good to kind of pick and choose your modalities for your coaching toolkit. However, like you were saying, there's so much more that goes into being a masterful and prosperous practitioner that isn't covered in those one-off single modality certification courses that we go really in depth inside of in level one.
Speaking of how deep the support is inside of level one and two of the certification program versus taking a single modality certification course, the experience is community immersion, and the support tiers are like in all the different places, whether you are receiving support from the teaching faculty in regards to what you are currently learning, whether it is having your transformation guide who's been assigned to you, circle in every week to see how you're doing, whether that's your studies, sure, but how you're doing in life. Like, how is your human? And then there is the full community of fellow students. They come to this place where they feel like they belong together. There is an opening in everybody's hearts that tends to surprise and delight people as soon as they enter into the experience. And I know that we don't talk about that community spirit often. It's not that we ever take it for granted, but it's that experience that we get to have once we're inside. You get to have that whether you are inside level one or level one and two. That's a big bonus that like puts the cherry on the top for me personally. Community is like where it's at.
Yeah, it's really funny because I think every student we've talked to on the podcast lately has been like, the community, it's been so amazing. Like, I love everyone, and being able to create these close-knit, very deep and intimate relationships with the people that they're meeting in the certification. Like, I feel like that just speaks to really what we're trying to cultivate within the castle walls. Is just like, this isn't just for you to come and like hang out by yourself and, you know, do the cert. I mean, you can do that. Sure. Of course, like you can do it on your own terms. We don't frown on that, but it really is a very, very different community experience to everything else that is out there.
And why does that matter? When we are supported by people who are having a similar experience or who kind of are there walking alongside you as you are journeying through your experience, it's one, comforting, it's accountability, it is feeling like you're a part of something, that you're not needing to do it on your own. Any certification certification process needs commitment, and it is so much not easier because it's never going to be easy, but it is more supportive when we are doing that with others who stand by our side. So you get that inside of the certification program regardless of which path you choose. Transformational arts, can we go down that path now? Like, what is that, Lexi?
The way that I see it is, again, it's not just like, the first thing that came to mind is like what it's not, but it's not the wheel of life and how to use it with your clients, or, you know, what are the coaching questions? Yes, those are great. And again, we'll talk about that in our own taboo way, but this is just taking things into the depths so you really feel competent and confident with facilitating true transformation that is immediate, that is deep, that is lasting. And one of the ways that we do that is also by approaching things from all different dimensions of transformation. So even though the level two certification is really a deep dive into becoming masterful in four very specific modalities of your choosing, still within level one, you're getting access to and you're learning and you're practicing various modalities in all these different dimensions. So you are able to transform personally and guide yourself through that transformation and also facilitate it with your clients too. So I would also say the transformational arts is, it's like a magical concept in my mind. It's not like so linear. It's not so, okay, here are the coaching skills and tools and techniques. It becomes a living, breathing thing. And I think that each practitioner inside of this experience is going to hone in on their unique magic and their form of transformational arts. And I think that that's what's so exciting. And that's what we love supporting our students in doing, is really making it their own.
In the creative process that I know also well as content creator, Alexa, you know that also well. Joe, you've been like also in the arts. I know that you've got like a little thing for photography as well. So we know the creative process and how elusive it is and how unpredictable it can be. when I think of transformational arts, I'm thinking of this being an art that to a great degree, you kind of have no control over because it's a co-creative process. Whether you are co-creating in a client-coach-practitioner relationship, whether you are co-creating as a business owner with your audience and the entity that is your business, whether you are seeing yourself as co-creating with the entire universe and all the star stuff of inside of the quantum field. Transformational arts is not necessarily something that I can pin down or name. And there's a perfect example on the call that I hosted yesterday, a craft and cash call, where students come and ask all their questions about whether it's business or like mastery and like anything goes on these calls. And a student had a coaching question, so I supported them in that. And then another student said, what was that? Was that empathy? Like, how did you know to take it to that? And I'm like, and I scratched my head like, I don't know. Like there's another call, the coaching demo call, where I totally analyze what I'm doing and I'm thinking about it as I'm doing it. But craft and cash calls, I'm just like free flying, right? I'm not having to like explain it to myself and therefore relay it to anyone else. So when the question was posed to me of like, was that like an empathic thing? What did you do there? And I'm like, first of all, I wasn't on my coaching demo hat situation where I had to explain. I'm like, I honestly can't tell you what happened. I followed the magic. I allowed that to happen. I allowed the client, aka student in this case, to guide the magic themselves. And I simply remained present to what was already happening for them subconsciously, consciously, emotionally, somatically. Transformational arts, it will always be what it needs to be. And it's never up to us for the coach practitioner to determine that, to decide what the outcome might be, where it needs to go. I did an Instagram story yesterday about this. Like, we just need to trust the process, trust the creative process, because it's not something we're doing on our own. There's so many other contributing people and factors and energies at play.
I love that. And I think for some people listening, I'd be like, wait, so so you just let it happen then and just trust, right? And so I want to say yes. And everything that we're doing inside of level one is preparing you to get to the point of actually being able to trust what's coming through and to follow the magic. So you're not just entering day one and we're like, follow the magic, trust your intuition, you've got this. Like, No.
I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't have the foundations.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So everything that we're doing to create those foundations, like there is a method to the magic, so to speak. We do have very specific pathways that we're guiding you down to master your craft, to figure out like what is your specific craft. How do you lean into certain frameworks to help inform your decision-making in a coaching session? What do you do if, you know, the emotional aspect comes up in a session? What do you do if there's something on a mental level or an identity level or somatic level? So we have, like, again, those frameworks, and doing all that ultimately is going to prepare you to be in the space that Vicky's talking about, where there is a point and there is a time where you've mastered the fundamentals, you got the frameworks down. And then once you've understood the principles, you can kind of just let them go. So it's like you're learning the rules, quote unquote rules, and the frameworks and the systems to ultimately break them and make them your own and calibrate to the client and whatever is coming up for them.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, when I thought about what happened in that like 10, 15 minutes, I'm like, oh yeah, I was totally using that. And that was somatic sorcery. And that was like, what did I do there? That was some NLP. And I'm like, oh yeah, I was using my tools, but I wasn't needing to cognitively like think about it because it is such a masterful process now. I'll say it again. I do not believe I would have been able to do that had I not been inside core method and practiced that to like the umpteenth degree.
Yeah, it's so interesting. And that's also true, right? I think that what we really were striving to do with these three courses in particular was really just like that preparation. And here's how you can do this and not necessarily have to rely on a script. Yes, we'll provide that framework for you. Absolutely. And it's not the only way. And the other thing is it was really interesting on a call. I don't remember which one it was, but Nina, one of our TGAs, was saying, man, you know, I utilized Into the Realms, which is our second core method course. I utilized that to be able to communicate with my clients differently. And that really changed the game for me. And so I thought that was just like such an interesting thing, because I don't think about that anymore. Like, oh yeah, this is really foundational to communication and communicating in different ways with different clients. And so I just want to point out that you don't have to wait until month 4 or month 3 or whatever to use all of this knowledge and all of these different techniques in your coaching sessions. You can literally start as soon as you dive into course number 1. So it's really meant for you to be able to implement quickly as you're going through.
And do that multidimensionally. Lexi hit on it just previously, and Joe, you've said we can imagine ourselves being a new coach practitioner, and you've just gone through the course 2, which is Into the Realms of level 1. And you could like put that message out there on Instagram saying, I'm like studying, I'm training, and I'm practicing with clients. Hit me up if you would love to be in my magic seat, in my quote unquote hot seat. And you can be very, very confident knowing that you could support that person regardless of what life area they are coming to support, requesting support with. You can guarantee that you'll have some kind of knowledge that you can put into practice if it's a mindset, mental support request, if it's an emotional support request that they have based on relationship, based on their connection to themselves or to their spirituality. You can also safely assure that you can tap into that like energetic identity piece with them. You'll have tools to even go there with helping them to identify like, how do I be? Who am I in the world? Where do I fit in? How do I feel about that? What does it mean when my external world is reflecting all these things? What does that make me mean? And then lastly, you can also support them practically speaking in their physical world, like do some very tangible, pragmatic coaching support as well. And nervous system support too, interestingly enough. I know that takes a little bit more practice because it's very nuanced. But I love the fact that our students get to just be inside that course 1, course 2, even just all of level 1, and still feel so proficient in the transformational arts already, even if they've just begun their journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And just putting this out there too, if you're like, I don't have an audience and I don't know how I'm going to find these clients, we'll help you with that. And we've also completely revamped what we call our magical matchmaking system that will pair you with aligned clients. So you can do some pro bono sessions with them. And then those often go on to be paid sessions. So just know that there are so many different ways to find and get clients inside of level 1 as well. And like, Vicky and Joe were saying, you don't need to wait until 4 months or month 4 or month 12 if you're in level 2 as well to get clients. People are getting clients right away. And I think that is something that is really important to understand. And we actually surveyed some of our students who were just in the first 3 months of the certification. And because they're not even at month 4 yet inside of what's now going to be called level 1. And all of the students who were active in the certification, who were staying up to date with their studies, who, you know, were taking the action inside of the experience, 100% of them have seen an increase in their income, and some very significantly, and also have seen an increase in their coaching confidence. So the average on a scale of 0 to 10, being like 0, like I have zero confidence, 10 being like, I am a master. It was at the beginning of the experience before they joined, the average was a 4.67. And just 3 months in, the average is now an 8.67. So imagine not even having finished level one, doubling, you know, your confidence in being able to coach. Like, what would that mean to feel like you are a truly confident and competent practitioner who can handle basically anything that a client brings to you in a session? That completely changes the game and allows you to also feel confident in your marketing, on your sales calls with people, because you feel congruent and you know that you are able to facilitate that change. So it feels an integrity when you're, you know, talking to somebody and inviting them into work with you, that usually warrants people increasing their prices, not from this place of like, oh, I can just change my prices, but like, because you truly know and have experienced the results of these modalities and the coaching yourself. And you've also facilitated it with people inside the certification and also people outside of the certification. So, you know, this shit works and it works like magic. So that is so, so valuable.
Yeah. And to that point, you know, it's not like, I think it was interesting to see those results, because it's not like the people who saw the income results were making a whole ton of money every month anyways. And this was just like a little, you know, the cherry on top. I was making $0, or I was making $1,000 or less every month. And I've, you know, however, you know, up to my income by XYZ. So it's really dynamic in terms of how this can really support you, as you were saying, Lexi, when you are committed to it, when you're like, yep, I'm doing it. This is what's happening. It happens, right? So it's really the commitment aspect, but also you have so much support within the community from your TG. You have so many opportunities to be able to implement what you're learning, or ask questions, or say, hey, you know what, this, like, I don't know what to do here. And what if this happens? And receive feedback like in real time. That I think is also really important, because it's one thing to like learn something and then like, oh, I think I can implement this and do it and have questions and not be able to, you know, have anybody to ask those questions to, or not have anybody to receive feedback from. So being able to really just about like constantly, I feel like, be able to practice what you're learning all the time is super, super helpful.
Hey, you've got me all like pragmatic, practical thinking. And I know we want to talk about like quickly the three courses that are comprised level one. And I also want to like go back to what I shared earlier about transformations, this elusive thing, and we just need to trust. Actually, all of these three courses, throughout all of them, we are demystifying that idea that there is like this elusive, we talk about magic, like we fly this word magic around. And actually, we have proven evidence-based teachings, practical applications of how to do that. It's not superfluous fluff. Lexi, Joe, and I are never available for that. Never is a strong word. We're not available for that. We're just not. We want to penetrate the depths. We want to have people think about how they see themselves in the world, what their biases are. Like, these courses do set you up with practitioner mastery to the degree that you want to take it. And this is for you as a personal development journey as well as. So as we talk about now, the three courses, know that they are built for learning the teachings, the modalities, figuring out how you yourself embody them, how you can facilitate that confidently and with practice competently, and also how you can monetize that magic. That's embedded throughout all of them. So Lexi, do you want to start with course one?
Yes, absolutely. So course one is Prosperous Practitioner. So again, just reiterating that right from the start, we are focused on helping you prosper because we really feel strongly about moving from this archetype of the wounded healer to the wealthy healer or the rich witch. Because when you're in that space, everyone thrives. You thrive, your clients thrive, the people around you thrive, the world thrives. And so, yes, this is about your practitioner mastery, but it's also about your prosperity and how you can live a wildly unapologetic, fully expressed, rich life. And so that is something that we're going to be looking at right from the start. So we will be calibrating your compass to figure out like, what is it that you truly desire inside of this experience? Like, why did you say yes to this? Because our intention is our true north that is guiding us throughout the experience. And we can always recalibrate that along the way, but it's really important that you have something to go off of so we can continue to check in and make sure that you're getting everything you desire and so much more. Also, inside of Prosperous Practitioner, we do a lot of work around your relationship with money. No surprise, right? So this can be very confronting. I'll be completely honest, but like Vicky was saying, like we want to penetrate the depths. We're not here to skim the surface. And of course, maybe if you've been in this industry for a hot second, you've seen, you know, money mindset courses or wealth consciousness. And so that's great. And we really want to take this a step further. And so we are looking at money as a true relationship and how you can completely shift the dynamic of how you relate to money, how you can get sexy with money. We look at your money attachment styles to see how you can start identifying where maybe you have some secure attachment, which is, you know, great. And that's the goal, but also where there might be some avoidant tendencies or anxious tendencies or disorganized tendencies. And ultimately how you can expand into that wealthy healer and that rich witch identity, that prosperous practitioner identity. So you can really open up your channels for receiving and increase the capacity to earn to the degree that you desire to, and that is going to support you in your fullest expression.
I want to do that again. I want to do Prosperous Practitioner.
Yeah.
All right. So should I speak to Into the Realms?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Self-discovery, identifying, reclaiming your unique magic, really embracing that, and also knowing what aligned business strategy looks like. So this is where we really introduce you to Taboo's realms framework, the realms of magic and mastery, which like they correspond to the dimensions of transformation. They correspond to how we experience ourselves and then express ourselves into the world and how that kind of matches up to what we do in the world throughout our business and our offerings, and also how we communicate with people and our clients. So the taboo types is the most exciting thing that I love to talk about here. The taboo types are archetypes that have been coined by the taboo teaching faculty. And there is the experience that you receive when you learn about all the taboo types, identifying how I can be even more my natural state and accept and allow that to be out in the world unapologetically, and also start exploring the aspects of self that I might not feel so comfortable expressing or even embodying. My taboo type, my innate taboo type, is the oracle, and I'm really comfortable like saying things how it is and bringing light to information that might be hidden and helping people to like see perspectives differently. And my hidden taboo type is the sovereign, which is really asking me to be the standout leader in the world and to role model what it is to stand in one's power, sovereignty, and to encourage the people around me to stand aside in their own, not stand aside. Whoa, that's like the sovereign in its shadow aspect. Stand aside. I'm here and no one else can take up space. Mental note, work on that. Love that. The sovereign is the one who's like, here I am, and look at you. Here you are. Can we celebrate everything that we are in the world and not diss each other for it? Can we all be sovereigns and not put each other down or undermine ourselves? That's the sovereign. Okay. I think I just worked through a thing. That was transformational arts right there. Case in point.
Go, Vicky, go.
So Into the Realms is definitely an exploration course. And it's also a way that I get to start like experiencing people in a new light. Yeah, it helps me to be more open. I think students who go through this course shift their perspectives. They have this understanding of self and others that is fresh and new.
Yeah, I love that. I just want to talk a little bit further about this because I think that this could seem like a fluffy course. It could from the outside, like, oh, we're playing with archetypes, like that's fun. But like, what if I don't want to use taboo types like in my, you know, coaching or whatever? Why would this be relevant to me? And so again, let's just zoom out to like, these are archetypes that exist, whether you want to call them taboo types or not. These are present within you, within your clients. And so like Vicky was saying, when our clients are adept at navigating these and knowing the different archetypes that might show up, they can easily spot in their coaching, like, oh, okay, this client, I know that their primary, taboo type is X, and so, or sort of their primary realm is whatever, or their innate taboo type is this. Okay. So I'm going to phrase it this way, or I'm going to lead with this type of modality or this type of technique, because I know that that's going to quote unquote speak their language, or I know that this is their hidden taboo type. And so they don't have access to this. So how empowering would it be if they could reclaim this part of themselves? And so again, it just allows us to really meet the clients where they are. And I don't like to say like it's a shortcut or a hack, because I'm not about shortcuts or hacks, but like it kind of is like a time collapser to be able to do this, not to mention the information that it gives you as a practitioner for yourself. And really, I would even say helping you hone in on your positioning and your messaging, because you're able to identify what your strengths are and the way that you uniquely hold space, the way that your unique magic comes through as a practitioner, plus your marketing strategies, your the way that you deliver your programs, like your aligned and abundant business model. So this is like a really big deal and is so powerful in illuminating truly so much. And it goes into such nuance and depth, and it gets highly personalized for you, and you're able to highly personalize this for your clients as well. So I just think that it is such an invaluable tool. And while so many people get like excited about self-exploration systems, so they then don't necessarily know where to go with it. There are so many paths that like are very clear in terms of guiding you there. And our students have totally made this their own and applied it to the work that they do. So it's really fucking cool.
Yeah. And I think it really, you notice all of our courses build on one another. So building from that and understanding all of that, like we come into Transformational Practitioner Essentials, and that is our coaching mastery and our somatic tools and our energy work. And Everyone loves TRN. Everyone loves TRN because this is where we're like, okay, here's all the frameworks that you could potentially utilize for any type of session that you are holding, whether it's a one-on-one, you know, 60-minute session or a retreat or a, you know, a one-day intensive, whatever it may be. Here is everything you could potentially need for any of that. And we're talking about client relationships and how do we nurture our clients? Once we have our clients, what then? So I love that TRN really builds on what we talk about in Prosperous Practitioner and inside of Into the Realms, because now we're saying, all right, this is all amazing and magical. And there's the practical stuff. And we also get into the trauma awareness as well inside of TRN. So that's why it's another big hit with the students.
TRN is such an amazing, huge course that we have an entire podcast episode that goes into it in depth. Me and Joe kind of like jam on how that came about and what's all of inside of it. So we'll make sure we link that episode into the show notes as well.
Yeah. And like, just to put like a little thing in here, it's over 300 pages of spell books. Like that's pretty freaking impressive just for TRN. So with the learn, embody, facilitate, and prosper spell books, like it is a wealth of knowledge, and which is why we also have month 4 within level 1, which is there's no new material that is required. It's really a time for you to dive even deeper into the former courses that you've taken and continue to get support on calls in the community. Plus, this is when we have our 4-day immersion retreat. So 4 days dedicated to going even deeper into mastering your craft, even deeper into being a prosperous practitioner. And honestly, we always co-create this with the students in the sense that we are we're taking a pulse throughout the first level and seeing where people are at, and then also serving people like, what else are you looking for? What, if anything, is missing? What do you want to expand upon? What do you want to deepen into? And then we create that retreat accordingly.
So the next step is, there is a lot more to learn and explore on how the level 1 and 2 may apply to you personally in your own business and your own practitioner journey. And where can you have those conversations with us? I reckon IG. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I would. It's totally your call. Like, again, if you know, if you're like, fuck yeah, I'm in, you don't even need to chat with me any further, then go to lexidangelo.com/certification and you can choose the level 1 path or the level 1 and 2 path. And there are some additional bonuses when you choose the level 1 and 2 path and pay in full. Like, there's all that detailed on the sales page. But if you're looking to have a conversation with us, like, we genuinely love, love, love chatting with you and seeing where you're at, what you're desiring, what your current coaching toolkit looks like, what you want to expand into, where the blocks are that you're experiencing, what are your deep desires, like everything. We want to know it. And we want to be able to support you with figuring out what would be the most aligned experience inside of Taboo Institute, because we also have more offerings than just the certification. And so we're here to really figure out what is going to be most aligned with you. And if it's not the right fit, we're happy to say that too. So DM us over at Taboo Institute on Instagram, because Vicky and I are in the DMs over there and we love chatting with you. And also, like, Vicky's voice is just so magical. So who doesn't want that in their DMs?
Oh, you're making me blush. Well, thank you.
Was that a Southern accent? Well, thank you. That is not your accent.
Off on me. I'm Kiwi from New Zealand, I promise.
If you want a Southern accent, I can get in the DMs and do a Southern accent, because I was sharing with them, my mom's from New Orleans and sometimes I slip into Southern accents. So if y'all want to, yeah, I won't go into my Southern accent right now. That's for the DMs only. If you want to converse with me in a Southern accent, hit me up in the DMs, baby. We love you all, and we are so, 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 so excited about offering level one and level one and two. So come explore with us, come chat with us. We can't wait to see what your path will be.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed hanging out with me as much as I enjoyed recording this for you. And it would just mean the absolute world to me if you could go ahead and hit subscribe. And also, oh my gosh, you'd be the best ever if you could leave a review saying what you love most about this show. And of course, feel free to share this with your biz besties, your mom, your dog, anyone who you think would benefit from popping their earbuds in and taking a little listen. I appreciate you so, so much. And if you want to come and hang out with me on the interwebs, do some stalking, do some creeping, then you can find me at Lexi D'Angelo on Instagram, LexiDangelo. And also on Facebook, you can find me facebook.com/TheLexiDangelo. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you next time.